Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Black t-shirt check.
Yes.
I lost that shirt. I lost my Mutoid Man shirt. I don't know where the fuck it went.
Mutoidman.com. Get you a new one. They have the Castlevania ones are in right now.
Yes, Castlevania.
Let me see.
Shout out to the Mutoid Man. Oh, there you go. There's a little tour.
Just repping the Jacksonville beer scene.
Yeah.
I could rep the Jacksonville beer scene for you.
Well, yeah. Hey, well, maybe next time we'll call each other and...
But this is not a Mutoid Man podcast. Unfortunately, we love them. Go buy their stuff, their shirts. But this is a special version of the podcast. We've done a few before this. It's called the dump 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 da dump da dump 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 da dump da dump. Why don't you like me singing in the theme song? I love it. I think we should.
Yeah, you keep going. The listeners will talk shit about it, and I can sit there and roll my eyes if I want. For the Patreon user, you get to see me roll my eyes every time he does.
That's
it.
Right. That's for the $5 a month alone. You didn't see it if you're a podcast listener. But my point is, we're doing a nostalgia dump again, and let's start the show. Welcome to Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Hello.
And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
I like how in the video form of us, I feel very tall. Mike seems like he's cut off at the, you know, at the hips.
Yeah.
And I got a little angle. Jeremy looks like he's sitting down. Yeah, he's almost a little Dutchy, as per usual.
As per usual, yeah. And my name's Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, spelled with the and out. No, but today I figured, I like doing these. I think people like doing these. This is it's going to be another nostalgia dump. This one is from Ooze News, Nickelodeon Magazine, Holiday, 1993. What's significant about 1993? Anybody can guess? Year I graduated high school. I was a little aged out of this. This was the Meet the Peets introduction, and I was like just listening to Pearl Jam and like... You know, getting my rocker
on. Mike was a sophomore in high school, and I was in sixth grade.
Crazy. I'm just saying, setting the scene, you know what I mean? I just want to...
Setting the scene. Mike had just discovered the Violent Femmes, even though the record had been recorded almost a decade earlier.
I had just bought Pearl Jam 10 with... What was the record I bought that? Oh, with Automatic for the People?
Okay.
Maybe? I just remember Pearl Jam 10 because I bought the CD in the old school like cardboard long box.
Oh,
remember
really?
When the CDs came in the long box?
When they thought that would stop us from stealing them?
Damn cassette tapes keep going, and these kids have these tiny limbs and they can just stick like five or six plastic things up their arm, have a big, you know,
my buddy had a
ball jacket
down.
And leave.
Yep. Right. Exactly. What are they going to do? Stop you? He had a system where he'd just go in and just like get everything. We go out in the car and listen to him. I was too chicken to even be there.
Who had a system?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. I don't want him to Kmart to come
well,
after
you can,
him.
You can say...
You kind of just drop that in the middle, Jeremy, though.
But you are choosing to admit that you are an accomplice to
that is true.
Petty larceny.
Yeah.
Or maybe luck. Grand theft. Good, depends good on how much they stole.
That's true. But I just I love those plastic things.
Danny gets residuals anytime anybody says grand theft.
Yeah,
I wish.
Just five, though.
You know what? I'd like to get any sort of anything...
Sorry, it's a sore spot. I'm sorry I brought it up.
I'll take a little bit of anything, man. Come on. I just found out that someone messaged me today and said, "You're my favorite character in GTA 5, and I play the director's cut so I can play you as a main character," which I didn't know you could do.
Oh,
director's cut.
Who knew? And why can't I get a cut of that director's cut? I'm doing more work as animated.
I'm pretty sure
they
sent it to me on PS360. You can come over and play it at my place if you want.
Anytime.
I wish you'd just one day just like get a PS5, Mike, and we could play some games. I'm telling you, it could
for
change
what?
Your
you
life.
Know I would, you know I would destroy you in FIFA, so there's really no point.
I could get good, though. I beat you. Actually, last time
is
we played, I'm
is
I'm
it
the
worth
winner,
$500 so. For you to play FIFA with
exactly.
Jeremy?
Is it? Do I really need to spend $500 to add yet another crown to my collection of kings?
That's true.
Of kinglinesses? I don't not have to also be the FIFA king?
I do have an unused 2021 here. Yeah, that could be an upgrade.
Well, if 100 new $5 Patreon members hit here in the first month, we're going to buy
it's going to be the communal
a PS5 that we can share.
That's right.
But you don't have to worry about me ever sharing because I don't play fucking video games.
You're
I'm
an Xbox
a fucking child.
Anyway. Jesus. You're an Xbox.
Watch who you're talking to there. That last message you got is going to have a reply of like, "Fuck you, man."
So, what was your favorite part about playing GTA 5 full through? Who did you kill? And I'm always like, all of them.
Yeah. I killed everyone.
Yeah. I saw you, killed them all. Saw you play a couple times, but yeah. We played hockey a lot. I think that's what you and I would play. Michael was
you
always
soccer. I'm a baseball, football, hockey. I'm a sports video gamer more than anything.
I'll always be the NHL 94
Or an old school, give me Wolfenstein 3D. I've said it before, I'll say
that
it
was
again.
That was a nice gift from my buddy.
We should get a new Wolfenstein 3D, and it's just us killing, I don't know, Proud Boys, white supremacists, all that stuff. It'll be great.
Yeah, there is a new one that came out a couple years ago. But it was very, they're all sort of heavily killing Nazis, which is a lot of fun. But yeah, there is a new one out. So Mike, put that on your list. But back to the ooze news. This is from, it just says Holiday 93. It's called Meet the Peets. And I'm going to read you a little about you guys just right off the top. And I'll post all these images and stuff. But right off the top, I would like to note that Danny, you're wearing a backwards hat.
Backwards hat?
Says you're a liverwurst lover. And they spelled your name wrong.
Of course, Nickelodeon Notorious pre-1993 would spell my name wrong all the time. Oh, right?
Is there an O instead of an E? With the O in the middle.
Sons of bitches. I wonder if that's where some of my residuals went, to the guy who has the Tamborelli with an O.
There's just one check sitting there somewhere.
No way.
Well, talk to Chris Marcel and Sam Johnson. They wrote the article. So
we know them.
But I wanted to see if you could...
They wrote a Pete and Pete script later on.
Oh, really? I guess
I think they might have wrote a couple, but I think after that they wrote that 70s show or something like that.
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
That's what it says. The article is written by Chris Marcel and Sam Johnson.
Now, if you want to fact check that, Jeremy, if you can fact check a dump, I don't know if it's legal for you to fact check a dump.
Yeah, dumps are fact checkable. Yeah.
Oh, it's legal? Okay. It's Chris a reviewable. Marcel. It's a legally reviewable play.
I believe you. Again, I was 11 years old, so...
Oh, they do come up in a search as a team, so...
Patreon user, my hair is, like, really having fun today.
Maybe we shouldn't shit on them so much, because they are the... looks like the writers of What We Do in the Shadows of the TV show. So,
were we shitting on them?
If you spell my name wrong, that's fine. Just give me a part.
Yeah. Also Frasier and News Radio. A lot of hits.
Oh, they did News Radio?
Disjointed. Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Hot in Cleveland.
Okay.
So,
it was your fact check, Michael.
That's true.
I can hit the brakes on it then, right? Or no?
We haven't gotten into those. Yeah, but no, this is, it's called Meet the Peets, The Adventures of Pete and Pete, the strange suburban tales of two brothers named Pete. It's not only getting weirder, it's getting longer. On November 27th, this is when you went big, the first in a series of new 30-minute episodes air, and we wanted to know if the two Peets, Danny and Mike, were as odd as their characters. Well, they seem pretty normal to us, but how can you be if you hardly ever go to school and you get paid to do things like lick desks, as Danny does?
Did you?
Desks. I have never.
I remember still going to school. Yeah, I remember licking a desk. Yeah.
Tell me the
Did you ever do that at school for free?
No. I was too busy trying to grab all the bubble gum underneath. Because my mom wouldn't let me eat gum, so I used to eat already chewed gum.
You were recycled gum.
I was an ABC gum kind of kid, yeah.
Where you hid your cigarette butts. You just put them right in a piece of gum, water it up.
ABS cigarettes and ABC gum. Yeah.
Disgusting.
God, what a horrible kid.
Do you remember that if they like bleached the desk or anything before you did any of this? Or like clean, like...
Yes, they cleaned it. Of course they cleaned it.
I'm sure they didn't.
Yeah, I just didn't know if you remembered. Licking desk isn't even the oddest thing Danny has to do for the show. There was a day when he spent burping in a designated burping room, and then there was a time he had his cheek sucked by a vacuum cleaner, which is...
That's true.
You know.
That's a very famous still.
Yes. It's cheaper than a human.
Yes.
When I found out that smoking weed was fun and that Fish was fun.
Yeah.
The drummer from Fish plays a vacuum. He does vacuum solos. He goes with it on and he he turns on a vacuum. He sticks it in his mouth and he scats. He scats with a vacuum, which I mean, cool, I guess, is not the coolest.
Yes.
If not the coolest thing.
Also something you can sweep up with a vacuum. Scat. So. Michael's character Big Pete is less weird, and the one who narrates the stories, he's not exactly on the sidelines when it comes to having strange experiences. Once he spent part of the day having the makeup person write the word mucus on his forehead and then scrub it off with a plastic sponge all over and over again.
Yeah, I think it was purple.
Was it a China marker or something, or like a fancy makeup pen?
No, it was a regular marker. It was a cold day. It was a cold day. I'll give you that.
Did you
you getting like a little bit, your skin got irritated.
Yes. I think it was the multiple takes in cold weather and then having to clean it off with rubbing alcohol in between takes is probably what.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Prop people. What are you going to do?
We need a little more dusting on his forehead, okay? He's too pink.
Dusting.
Yeah.
That's a technical term.
Yeah, it's like what I call Parmesan cheese to Alfie now, snow cheese. And it'll get him to eat anything.
I guess it's,
there you go.
That's true.
I just look at him, I go, Alfie, I'm going to put some snow cheese on this. And he goes, and then he eats it.
I feel like we've gotten a lot of comments in the last week or two about the pizza episodes and the half part skim. And like, there's been a lot of people being like, just like I was, like, you opened my eyes. So just put it out there.
Someone said they were going to try Pecorino, and I told them, just go easy.
Yeah.
Start slow. I said, if you're going in snow terms, it's just a dusting, a coating.
Dusting.
Just a coating on top.
Right. Here is some personal info. Danny is 11 and Michael is 16. Michael likes to ride his bike in New York City.
It's not true.
And Danny's favorite game is 5-on-5 manhunt.
Wait. I mean, both true. Both true.
What? What? Yeah,
dude, you've been to my parents' backyard.
Oh, it's just five people. Like, you talk 10
about Lake
people
Snug? You talk about Lake Snug?
No, that's down the street. Lake Snug is down the street. That was Newsy's backyard. But my backyard had little woods behind it. So it was like a summer, like every night in the summer, we'd get a bunch of people to come over and we'd play 5-on-5 manhunt. And it would be
this is 11-year-old Danny.
Yeah, 11-year-old Danny. So yeah, my favorite game is playing fucking manhunt because I was good at it because it was my backyard and I knew all the good hiding spots. I used to hide up in the tree, actually.
I just never heard it called Manhunt.
You never heard it called Manhunt?
You never played Manhunt?
I don't think so.
What did you call it, Jeremy?
Just hide and go seek, but like, because it's basically the same.
But like hide and go seek is one person and one person. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess maybe, I don't know. I just have never heard the word Manhunt before.
What? You except in a legalistic sense.
That's right. Except on my weekend job. Yeah.
I must have forgotten to lock the door. Since it's been so quiet and you don't hear this little sucker, he's broken through the wall. Hi, Alfie. Do you remember playing Manhunt? because you're reincarnated. One of my friends said, that's, "Ask him about know, snow something cheese. Like that." Alfie, do you like snow cheese?
Yes, he Alfie, does.
Alfie, do you like chocolate? Alfie, can you say chocolate? What is it? Can you say chocolate?
Can you say chocolate?
Can you say taco? Alfie, can you say chocolate? Oh, you're a bummer, bud.
Again?
He said again, though. Okay, you gotta go. Love you. Bye-bye.
Snow cheese.
Snow cheese.
Go, mommy's gonna get you.
The second to last part says, although different in many ways, as in you two, they both agree that liverwurst is a great food. I call bullshit.
Liverwurst is a good food.
Last time you ate it. That's going to tell you how good it is.
Last time I ate liverwurst? Yeah. I don't know, years
that's
ago.
That's exactly right.
I can't remember if I've ever eaten it.
Really?
Why did you agree? Or was it just a bold-faced lie?
This is 16-year-old Mike. It's different, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, 11-year-old Danny, my grandfather used to make me liverwurst, onions, and ketchup sandwiches on white bread, and I fucking ate that shit up. And I do like liverwurst. I just don't think about getting it ever because it sounds disgusting.
Yeah. It's
you fry it up. You take little liverwurst on a pan and fry that shit up. It's
never.
Good.
Never. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what we did with bologna. We didn't have liverwurst.
Yeah, bologna.
Fried bologna sandwiches, baby.
Fried bologna is okay too. He's got to be thick though. Yep. And but liverwurst, I would eat liverwurst over pate. Pate is like 10 times as expensive. It's the same shit. It's just one is put into a tube and the other one you sell for a lot of money in a sweet little box.
Yeah. Well,
I stand by 11-year-old Danny that liverwurst sandwiches are good. Particularly,
I'm
going to
go with Manhunt, but liverwurst sandwiches I can't get.
So the last little blurb is they also like being in movies. Danny was in the Mighty Ducks. Michael played Macaulay Culkin's brother in Home Alone. How can you tell these guys apart from fellow actor Macaulay Culkin? Michael quips, he makes more money.
Still true.
It's yeah, accurate. Still true. Still doing it. So that's the.
I like that we just. It's like we're. Yeah, you know what, Mom? Today I want to go and be in the Mighty Ducks. Okay, honey. They like movies too.
Oh, we decide.
And Mike's
like,
oh, you know what? I heard about this cool movie, Home Alone. I think I'm going to be in it.
Yeah.
They really sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
The arduous. Auditioning process that we had to go through to get those damn movies. Me not being fat enough to be in heavyweights,
but having to go all the way to
all the way to Los Angeles to go see my friends, who I thought we were all just Keenan is just as fat as me and Aaron Schwartz and Sean Weiss. Well, Sean Weiss was always bigger, but
you felt comfortable. You're finally among fellow fatties, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and that's like, you know, people don't forget that it, you know, takes a lot of, there's a lot of, that goes into it. Except for Igby Goes Down. I went in, booked that, bam, like that. Huh. I don't know.
Yeah, who cares? Saw that on TV recently.
I think I read for that. Books. You know that.
I got a $5.73 residual check.
Residual check.
You saw that. Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. What say you? If we continue this is going to be, so they're asking these questions to Chris and Will.
Who's that?
The creators of the Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Right, the creators of Pete and Pete are being asked questions by people who are going to write for the show afterwards.
I believe so. It doesn't say, well, I'm presuming they wrote the whole thing.
So do you think they greased their wheels during this interview that like got them to be like, oh, these guys are really nice. We should throw them a bone.
Maybe. I think they had to prove that they were compatible with the B&B cinematic universe.
Mm, true.
I've never thought about
that. To grapple with our reality successfully.
Never thought about the Pete and Pete cinematic universe. I know that term.
Oh, yeah. It includes every character that Toby Huss has done since.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Some offshoot.
And Wellsville's right next to Twin Peaks.
in terms like you drive one down the road 20 minutes, you're in Twin Peaks. If you drive 20 minutes the other way, you're back in Wellsville.
We are close to the Canadian border, it says. So that checks out.
All right. So some of these we do. So we do it in Solid Personified live show, Danny and Mike. And a lot of times we'll set up the listener Q&A section with some rules, some regulations. Some of these we're going to break for this. For instance, why are they both named Pete? It's a question that comes up a lot on tour and in whatever Facebook land, Twitter land. So I'm sure you guys have known this, but I'll if you guys want to say what you, how you know what the history of why you both are named Pete, and then I'll tell you what they said.
They're not going to say anything that Mike and I say. Mike and I say the one thing always.
Yeah.
Mike, you go first, and I'll finish you. I'll finish you off.
The origin of the name, Pete.
When I was born, Dad wasn't there, so I was named. Okay. So Mom named me Pete, and then when Danny,
and when I was born,
right,
Mom wasn't there.
Wasn't there,
right? Okay,
and they named him.
It's great.
And so they named him.
I mean, she was there. She birthed us, but she was like, you know, not coherent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They it's very close, but they say there are rumors and legends, but no one knows for sure. Some people think Mom named them both Pete because she always wanted to have children with names that rhymed. I think there's Jeremy, little nuggets like this everywhere, and it's all contradictory.
Dude, I know you like audio. I know you like podcasting, but why don't you just get like an audiobook job so then you can just read quotes from people all the time.
Yeah, I can do that.
And then you wouldn't have to go back to being a prop guy. You could just stay indoors all the time and just get your copy and read into a microphone that our lovely Patreon patrons have built a studio for you for.
I wish I could say that. I wish I could say that this was built by Patreon people, but
our lovely Patreon
credit card
people.
Debt will tell you otherwise. So, yes, that's a good point. I'm going to get on that.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Second question. Where did Little Pete's tattoo come from?
You pointed the wrong way.
This is a Danny question. Where did Little Pete's tattoo come from?
You know, the tattoo, Petunia.
Are you just looking up the article so you can read
I'll handle
exactly
this one, Dan.
No.
I'll answer this one. France.
You can.
Oh. She's France. From France.
Came from France.
No, I don't think so because I had never been to France at 11.
Well, the tattoo Wrigley's, came here. The tattoo came here. You didn't go to France. The tattoo came here.
What I remember from the very first Nickelodeon magazine that was given out at Pizza Hut with Chevy Chase on the cover being slimed. There was a,
I think that's closest to what my pizza is that I make is Pizza Hut pizza, unfortunately.
That's a good nostalgia dump, Jeremy. Mark it down.
I don't have any of those red cups for soda, though.
Yeah, we're not
drinking anywhere near that amount of soda anymore.
No, it's a two-page like live comic strip, Pete and Pete, where we go to Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, I have
and
that.
And I'm wearing... You have that? Well,
Czechoslovakia.
Yeah. Just got to figure out how to
do it. Yes, the former Czechoslovakia.
Right. Now, Jeremy, of course, just
and I already had my tattoo there, and that tattoo, I think, was there, because in former Czechoslovakia, there are no age limits on who can get a tattoo.
There was, in the dossier, rumors of a secret meeting between you and the tattoo in Prague. So this checks out. This is just further corroboration.
And it,
well, and the tattoo
left France. You left the U.S. and you met up in Prague. This makes sense.
Well, here's the thing: nobody really knew how great of an artist Carter Page was, and so you know.
That's the dude who tattooed you.
Right?
That's the dude who tattooed you.
Yeah, it's Carter Page.
Well, he always has such a beleaguered look on his face when the media images. I blame the media.
Well, why do you have three cell phones? Why not have three cell phones?
The eyes go.
Chris and Will's response is it's a mystery. So you guys gave a little better insight than they did. They just sort of described the scene.
Oh, this was Sam and Chris interviewing Chris and Will.
Yeah. Yes. And you can tell immediately by the first two questions that they're just like,
yeah. So if you come to the live show, those are off the table. This one gets a little
personal.
Deeper. The question is, are any of the episodes based on things that happened to you as a kid? Now they're asking Will and Chris. So, but if you know of any of them or you guys, any of your real life spilled into the show.
I told Chris and Will a story about how I got in trouble for peeing in a pool because they had a.
And it turned into an episode.
And it turned into an episode. Yeah. So
interesting.
That's awesome.
And then the, I guess the fart, the burp chamber was based on Chris's father or something.
The burping room.
Burping room. Yeah.
I think that was, yeah.
It was based on a farting room.
Will says, when I was
based on a farting
room. But Nickelodeon room. Would never go for that, so they went for burping instead.
Oh, actually, it says, when I was 11, my father got so fed up with my incessant passing of gas at the dinner table that he threatened to build a soundproof, smellproof room in the basement where I could have to live until I learned
this
to control
smart.
Myself. Yeah. He designed it on a napkin. And I'm not sure if it ever existed, but it did in a TV show. All right, here's another one. This one's great. Do Pete and Pete get into fights? Now, this could be on the show. This could be in real life. Obviously, they're going to have a different take on it, but which I can't wait to read. But do you guys remember any on set or any like times? I can think of several in real life times that we've all fought. You guys specifically won't bring those up.
No, we fought over the
bowling ball.
Oh,
the house.
And you, because we had the Wrigley 500, and I sold the house. You were pissed about that.
I was distracted. Like,
isn't that where the that picture of me on the dartboard that just got?
You just posted that.
I did just post that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was from the Wrigley 500. Maybe not. Or maybe it was the I don't know. In TV land, we fought a little bit because I was, you know, I was still the kid. He wanted to grow up. Like Halloweeny, I was pissed at you because you didn't want to fucking do the candy thing and you're trying to hurt my feelings. Mm. But in real life, yeah, we hurt each other's feelings. Bad sometimes.
Sometimes that happens, yes. There are good days and there are bad days. Let's just say that about life in general.
That's okay, but that's what happens with your real family, too.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a special thing that we may not be blood, but we still act like siblings in the way that we get mad at each other and say things that are hurtful.
Yeah.
Press and Company included.
Luckily, people like to watch that on stage, so we've made a touring career out of it.
We've never fought on stage.
Real, we've just, made just sport out of it.
Yeah. Even though the response is, even though our show is about two brothers or best friends, Pete and Pete do fight. After all, they are brothers. However, they fight the Pete and Pete way. Once Big Pete was so angry
with
his battery
acid,
poured an entire bottle of their dad's Old Spice aftershave on Petunia. Such a manly smell on his beloved
senorita. Chemical warfare.
Yeah. And then in retaliation, little Pete borrowed Pete's trombone and used it as a toilet snake.
That's right. That's
and then
right.
They were evens after that.
I'd hate to see the toilet that could work for.
Yeah.
As a plunger, I get it.
All right. Well, there's only a few more. One plate in mom's head, which is kind of another one of those like baseline questions, which... I'm sure. The question is, what about the plate in mom's head? So
what
that's
about it?
Exactly.
What about it? What do you want to know?
So they respond when she was a kid.
Mom's
her parents made her go to a ski jump camp.
Fans of Pete and Pete can be called mom's platelets.
I like that. On the first day, she wiped out on the 220-meter ramp and hurled her head, landing on a gift shop. To strengthen her skull, the doctors replaced part of the bone with a 4-inch steel alloy plate.
Meter?
No, meter.
That sounds meter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That
this
sounds more
Chris worthy. Chris saying this, so...
Yeah, no, I'm saying where were they?
She was up at Whistler. She was up at Whistler.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah.
Just a quick off the top of my head, it's about 721.785 feet. So good job. It's a good jump.
Yeah. She has a metal plate in her head from an accident she had when she was a kid, is what
that's what they say.
It's like Jeremy.
There's a good episode today. There's a good episode where I leave a note on her head with a magnet, and it's a Keith Haring magnet, which is for the cool kids.
Yeah, that's one of his.
That was your handwriting too, right?
It was my handwriting. Yeah, I think I said that I was going over to Artie's house to lift a cow.
Yeah, yeah, remember that. She can't go too close to any big magnets, like the kind that lifts cars at wrecking yards. So she would not be allowed on our adventure.
She would have been
Trachosaurus. Yeah,
yeah. Poor thing. All right, so this is the
Cavalieri.
Still don't have it, but the last one is not really answerable by you guys, but we'll put a spin on it and just see your faves. So how do you pick guest stars? What guest stars would you like to see on future Pete and Pete's? So maybe we'll dream that there's a reboot.
We write their names on stones, and we put the stones in a large plant pot, and then we fill the plant pot with water, and then lift the plant pot up quickly, and then whatever stone is washed out the bottom, their name is selected to be the next.
And it's usually Keith Richards, because he's the stone that's always popping up.
Yeah.
He would have fit right into the Wellsville world.
I think we got Iggy Pop.
He could have been the mayor of Wellsville. Yeah, well, Iggy Pop was, but he wasn't playing
the mayor of Wellsville.
Rocker.
No
I feel
way,
like
dude.
The mayor of Wellsville.
No way. We could have been much more legendary than that. But I understand you want to aim.
Keith Richards is pretty fucking legendary, Michael.
Yeah, so but not always for the right reasons.
He climbed up a coconut tree and fell.
He climbed up Mount Everest? Is that what you're about to say?
So
it just makes me think, when you said Mount Everest, it just makes me think of that, the brilliant Mr. Show sketch.
It just makes me think about how the warming atmosphere is exposing lots of frozen remains all over Siberia and Mount Everest.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Gonna be.
And at least four of them have thumbs up. There's like, are you okay? Don't die. And they're like, I'm okay. And then they froze.
Oh, they're
like
posing. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
So to wrap this whole thing up, let's figure out if there were a reboot of Pete and Pete, which is a very hot topic on the internet.
That is true. That's true. Everyone knows, like, hey, Paramount Plus is coming back. They're redoing Rugrats. Yeah. What about Pete and Pete? Yeah. We're like Nickelodeon's black sheep child.
We are the stepchildren.
Don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's say there was...
It adds to the mystique, though, I will say.
Let's say there was a season four, right? There's only three seasons. So let's say there was one more season, and then now they're doing a reboot. So that one additional season... Who would be your music picks to guest in
that
season?
That would have been 1996, 1997. So I would say the RZA, the GZA, Method Man.
The entire Wu-Tang Clan.
I was thinking President of the United States of America. That would be a great band for Pete and Pete.
There should have been a battle of the bands between Polaris and the President's United States of America.
Did you forget about Luscious Jackson? Did you forget about Luscious Jackson? Because it happened.
Oh
no, yeah. No! I know, yeah. I know. They were there too. I'm just saying, I feel like that those two bands cosmically could have fought together, and Polaris wins out strictly because they use all of the strings on their instruments and not just two for the bass and three for the guitar.
Well, It was it was very ingenious at the time.
They defeated, what do you call it? They defeated Primus, but only by a string.
No, that's
in the quarterfinals.
Yeah. Musically, not so much, but yes. In your frame, yes. All right, that's pretty good. I think we each had one, but then let's say there was one next year, 2022. There's going to be a Pete and Pete Later in Life series. I don't know what it would be. Or maybe a Pete and Pete animated Pete series Pete, or something. You know.
Later in Life series. I would say you'd have to have... I'm just trying to think of any band I know that's contemporary in 2020 or 2021. What year is
Polaris.
This? I don't even know what year it is.
You mean Travis that Scott. You,
stop it.
You'd say you?
Why? Really?
Travis Scott?
Yeah, Travis Scott. There's a lot of these young rappers that love the old Nickelodeon stuff. I'm telling you, I think it would, that could be one. That's my pick.
Travis, if you're listening.
Call in at 347-470-8150.
You must have a sticky on your
I don't.
Laptop
I swear to God, I don't. No, it's just taken me 2 years to remember it.
Yeah, Travis, put down the McDonald's.
So I don't get gigs anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was a fun job. Mike, did you say yours?
My I didn't what? Say mine.
Your choice for if there was a reboot right now, the music guests that would be in it, who would you choose?
I don't have Modern my ear to the ground. It. Yeah, I don't have my ear to the street like I used to, so I'm not qualified.
Well, So we'll say Rancid. Just
well, they're still around. We'll just say Dean and Gene Ween.
Ween would be a great choice.
Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Dan T.
Ween would be a great choice.
Oh, good. Yeah, I just fed that to you. I would say contemporary musical guest would be The Weeknd, but he'd have to quarantine for 2 weeks after that Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah.
Two weekends though. So
yeah, after 2 weekends he can come on the show.
It's funny that I guess Mike did. Mike picked like a band, but so he's the only one that did it properly and he didn't even do it. But all in all, those are three great picks. A modern day, a really nice throwback, and then yours, Danny.
It's, you know, it's
and
just
then
how,
there's yours.
You know what? You know it'd be very cool. There's a band that I really dig. They've been around for a little while, but they're still going strong. Joyce Manor.
Ooh.
Joyce Manor would be a cool. They'd be a cool guest on the show, and I know that they like the show.
Valley Lodge.
We've had a couple. You know, tweets back and forth. So, no big deal.
Very cool.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Well, no big deal. We hope you enjoyed that little trip down memory lane for this dump.
The hell with it. We got to get even some comedians. We get Dave Hill on the show. We get Kurt Braunohler on the show. We get Kumail Nanjiani on the show.
Valley Lodge could play. You know what
Valley
I mean?
Lodge would play. Yeah, no. Oh. We get 5,000 Patreon members at the $10 level. Yeah. We can make this show That's happen. Right.
And then another couple, you know, 1,000 for the Polaris reunion, you know, so they can do another whole score for the new series. I'm telling you, man, could be something.
You're saying
nice.
There's room.
Yep, there's room.
Do something nice.
all right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. This is going to be up very soon. You can check out all the artwork if you're listening on DannyandMike.com or on their socials, Danny and Mike and Danny and Mike podcast on something. Anyway, check us out on the Last Podcast Network, lastpodcastnetwork.com. Oh man, your son is not happy. For a lot of great podcasts, I can hear him. And
I can't even hear that.
Oh, really? We can hear him. We hear him yelling.
That's good headphones you got there.
Shit.
We also have a Patreon, patreon.com.
We're also on the Last Podcast. We're also on the Last Podcast Network. We also are sponsored by Screaming Crying Children. Bye.
Patreon.com/ Danny and Michael Dance Spellout. You can find Michael at Michael C. Marone on the Twits, at Danny's at D. Tamborelli on the Twits, at Danny Tamborelli on the Instagram. I am at Jeremy Balin on most things, Remy Balin on the Twitter, and I have a podcast called Going Dork that will have a new episode out coming soon.
If you want to sing Alfie a Lullaby, do so at 347-470-8150. Give us some feedback. Travis, you know, we're always open.
He's got some damn good potatoes and chicken and green beans to eat right now. I mean,
peas,
I would
greens,
fuck
potatoes,
all those
tomatoes,
up.
Yeah. Beans, greens.
I had green beans at 1 a.m. last night.
That's good.
Okay. It felt like a bowl of green beans.
Did you roast them?
No. Just a little saute with a little salt and pepper.
Thanks for not. Nice. Thank you for not texting.
Take a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
no pictures of that the next morning. All right, gents. Very
thank
nice
you.
To see your smiling faces.
You as well.
Dump, 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 da dump, da dump. What were you gonna say?
No.
No. So I want to end it like that.
Something like a da dump, a dump. Something like a da dump, a dump.
I feel like there's
something
a
something like a da dump, a dump.
What would be the president of the United States? Dump, dump, dump song mashup.
There's dump. It's dump.
Dump. It's dump.
There's
dump. It's
pretty obvious.
That's pretty great.
It's
pretty great. I'm gonna leave you that.
I guess Jeremy needs to get out more.
Barely. I've been in this room for months.
Smells like it.
All right, folks. Take care of yourselves. Stay safe out there.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAdventuresOfDannyAndMike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.